Nifty has ended at 15,682 today. It is yet another low which we are seeing in the index of Nifty 50. What is in store next? What should you do? And what is the perspective with which you should invest further? All of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances, need any help in mutual funds, retirement planning, children education planning, stock market, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Well, Nifty 50 has been on the downtrend and we have been talking about it since Diwali 2021. All right, November 2021, and we have been saying due to the increased inflation, due to the rate hike, which already has happened a couple of times in India and it is happening throughout the world as well. And the leader of all this interest rate hike is the Fed, that is the US government. And all of a sudden, we see that Nifty is down to 15,682. And why is this level important? Because this level is the least it can go, and it has gone since the month of March. So after March 2022, the least point that we see is this one, which is 15,682 approximately. All right. Now, if tomorrow we see that it has broken 15,000, let's say 15,600 and 15,550, if these levels are broken, then we are entering into a elongated bear market. We are already in a bear market. The index is down by more than 20% from its top, which it made late last year. And now if 15,600 or 15,550, that level, a buffer of 50 points in there, if those levels are broken, then we are in for an elongated bear market, and the downtrend that is continuing will be sustained for even more longer. Why I say this is because since October 2021, we are seeing the formation of lower highs and lower lows. Now, if we are seeing lower highs, we have to see lower lows as well. And currently, the price 15,682 is not at a lower low. It is at the earlier low. From the earlier low, it has to go even lower to form a lower low. All right, so that is how it is. So if it has to form a lower low, it will go down near about 15,200. That is where the ultimate support lies. 15,200 is where it can find a support. Or if the market keeps on going sideways, then 15,600 will be the intermediate support. Support is the level below which the price finds it really difficult to bear. I mean, the selling pressure does not exceed the buying pressure at these levels. That is where the support is formed. So, what is the view going forward? The ultimate bias remains bearish. I would not say it is sideways as yet. All right. It is bearish. It is not sideways. It is not at all bullish. All right. So, it is bearish. This is a good time to enter if you were waiting for a good opportunity to enter. So if you wanted to enter 100 rupees in the stock market or in mutual funds, if you are sitting in liquid funds and were waiting for a good day to enter into the equity funds, this is a good day to enter around 30 rupees. So 30%, you can enter 30% on this dip at today's Nifty level. Going forward, I expect it to go even down further. All right. If not in this cycle, if not in these couple of weeks, but then later on again, it is expected that it can go down further even more. 15,000 can be broken for sure. All right. So it is almost a double whammy when I say it can be broken and then I say for sure as well. So that is how the stock market is. You just can't say everything with utmost certainty. But yes, I would like to say that there is there is a very definite chance of 15,000 being broken, if not in this cycle, in the coming cycles. When I say cycle, it is that cycle, just like a cyclical wave goes on. Similarly, if you look at the technical chart of Nifty 50, you'll find these cycles which are there, which keeps on going up, down, just like a sine wave. Right, just like a wave, a normal wave, you can understand. So if not in this cycle, we can expect 15,000 being broken in the coming cycles someday. All right, so what is the view on Nifty 50? Yes, it is bearish, totally bearish. There are so many interest rate hikes pending yet in the financial year, and that will have a hit. The liquidity is slowly being drenched out of the system. The inflation, on the other hand, is not making a move considerably in the downside, but it will take time. Maybe the supply side needs to be taken care of. The rupee is depreciating. That is another worry for the RBI. All right, so they need to flow in more foreign currency into the market. All those foreign currency reserves will be taken care of, and the supply of foreign currency should be increased in the system for rupee to appreciate. So that's it in today's episode. The overall view remains bearish, and as I said, 15,000 can be broken, if not in this cycle, in the coming cycles. So that's it in today's episode. I hope this was valuable for you. In case if it was, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and do whatever your podcasting platform allows you to do. Thank you very much. Do refer our Hindi podcast as well, and also the Finazad app, which has got the excellent course on technical analysis for you. If you want to look at these levels on your own, at your leisure, on your computer screen, and understand all these levels of entry, exit, and stop loss with the help of technical analysis, then you better do this course, which is one of the best courses available in the market, which is available on the Finazad app, and all the links are given here in the description. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.